Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Thank you, everyone, for your tremendous generosity in raising $2 million this Advent. And now, together, we are going to spread the rosary and rosary groups around the world. And we will do all we can to help Our Lady bring about the triumph of her Immaculate Heart and the era of peace. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, we normally celebrate the feast of St. Thomas Becket on December 29th, but yesterday he got bumped by the Holy Family, so we'll take him today. He lived in the 12th century England, and he came from a prosperous merchant family. And his early life was marked by a pursuit of worldly pleasures and ambitions. His charm, intelligence, and administrative abilities caught the eye of Theobald of Bec, Archbishop of Canterbury, who appointed him archdeacon and later recommended him to King Henry II. At 36, he was appointed chancellor by King Henry II, a position which made him the second highest authority in the kingdom. During his tenure, he lived a life of luxury and indulgence, enjoying a close friendship with the king. They shared a love for hunting, feasting, and drinking, and military campaigns. Becket's worldly lifestyle, however, took a dramatic turn when he was appointed Archbishop of Canterbury in 1162. This position, traditionally reserved for a deeply religious individual, conflicted with his luxurious lifestyle. But after his consecration, Becket underwent a profound personal conversion and transformation. He committed to a deep life of prayer, penance, and the duties of his office. This change led to conflict with Henry II, especially over the rights and privileges of the Church. The most significant point of contention was the Constitutions of Clarendon, by which Henry sought to have authority and power over the Church, which Becket opposed and spoke out against. Becket's opposition led to his exile in France for 6 years. Upon his return to England in 1170, things escalated. In an outburst of rage, Henry made some statement wishing someone would get rid of Becket. Misinterpreting a frustrated outburst, four knights looking for a way to gain the favor of the king set out at once, traveled to Canterbury, and murdered Becket in his own cathedral on December 29th. 1170. Becket's final words as the sword struck him in the head were, "For the name of Jesus and the protection of the Church, I am ready to embrace death." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If you speak out against evil, you may suffer for it, but we don't want to do so stupidly. So we need some guiding principles. First, you don't have to tell everyone everything. Sure, we can never speak a lie or endorse a lie, but sometimes it's better just to keep silent. No one should be spouting their opinion on every issue, on every current event. If you're constantly proclaiming your views to the world, that's a sign, probably, that you need to step back and be a little more selective about picking your battles. Second, we need to determine the seriousness of the falsehood being disseminated. Is this a crucial issue, say, about Christ or his church or about life or death? Is it something you think immortal souls depend on? Or is it just a pet peeve or something you're tired of hearing about? And what is your authority and potential impact? A bishop has a greater authority and potential to affect change in the minds of people than a layman when it comes to matters of faith and morals. A doctor may have a greater authority and impact defending the unborn than an accountant. So we have to ask ourselves, am I the competent authority? Should I speak up? If so, then I have a greater responsibility. However, if every competent authority is silent, then someone must speak out. It may be that you have to speak because those who could speak better and more effectively have chosen not to. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth thing we need to consider are, what are the goods we realistically stand to lose for speaking the truth? Do you stand to lose the esteem of those who are complicit with sin and the persecutors of truth? Then, so what? Why would you want their esteem in the first place? Do you stand realistically to lose your job? Well, what's the likelihood you can get another? Do you stand to lose your company? How many families rely on you for work? But these aren't the only considerations. But it is a crucial consideration. You owe those close to you, and especially your dependents, more than you owe an anonymous public. Of course, that includes your example, and your family may benefit from seeing you publicly ridiculed, but in any case, you have to ask, how will your stand affect those who depend on you? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth principle asks, what is our motivation? Why do we want to speak out? Or why would we choose to remain silent? There are good and bad reasons for both. Do you want to speak out because you're experiencing a personal inconvenience that makes you angry? On the other hand, are you afraid to speak out because it may cost you some personal inconvenience, but not a real loss of significant good things? Our pride, our fear, our disordered attachments, our ego, comfort and selfishness, these can all cause us to speak when we should be silent and to be silent when we should speak. So we need to examine our motivations and ask ourselves, am I the kind of person who's more likely to be timid when I should speak out? Or am I more likely to be proud and brash and speak out when I should keep my mouth shut? To be prudent, we need to know ourselves and then try to counterbalance our excesses so that we can stay the middle course, which is always the path of virtue. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We must be courageous, which means the willingness to sacrifice what is lesser for the sake of what is greater, even to the point of sacrificing our lives. However, courage has to be guided by prudence. That,
Therefore, we should be strategic. And there are two tragedies in life. First, to die on the wrong hill. And second, to not die on the right one. So we need to plan out ahead of time what hill we are willing to die on, professionally, socially, and physically. What issue would you be willing to truly sacrifice for? Try to make this as realistic as possible. Would you be willing to sacrifice lifestyle and comfort to have more children? Would you be willing to lose your reputation to defend the lives of the unborn? And are you willing to defend the truth that Jesus Christ continues to teach today through the Pope and the Catholic Church on matters in faith and morals? St. Thomas Becket was not only willing, but he did give his life to defend the authority of the Pope and the Church. So good people may disagree with you on whether you should die on this hill or that, but that might be because it's not their hill, but yours. However, if there is no hill that you will die on, if there is not some greater cause for which you'd sacrifice yourself, then that means you're just a coward. And finally, there are millions, maybe billions of people in the world who think the atheistic secularism consuming our world is crazy. They don't like it, but they're scared. And they're discouraged. And they desperately need and they want to be encouraged by someone who is willing to sacrifice lesser things for the sake of greater things. And fear and discouragement are best overcome by the witness of the brave. So be among the brave. Not the reckless, not the cowardly, but be among the brave. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what did this meditation on Thomas Becket make you think about, Teresa?
I think this is an incredible meditation for a lot of reasons. I couldn't get out of my head this one line from a song I know. And it's more of a funny line where he says, "Find me a strange hill to die on. Never let me die on a regular hill." Because he just likes being really absurd, very obscure. But I was thinking rather seriously about how often we do just... It's not that we're just so obsessed with preserving our life and our reputation. So often we become obsessed with dying on the dumbest hill.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of times that it's rarely like I feel really passionate about defending the argument about life and unborn children or the church and the faith. Usually it is a pet peeve. Usually it's just some minute, forgettable, ignorable transgression or annoyance. And that's the thing that I want to burn a reputation over, burn a relationship over. I am willing to look insane over it.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly reminded of a very sad but very accurate depiction of this from when I lived in Lawrence, of these I think I've talked about it before, these two drivers that driving in Lawrence. They got into a road rage incident.
Yeah.
So they were both angry at each other. They pulled into a parking lot at the grocery store, both got out and shot each other.
And both died.
Both died.
Yes.
So even if you were really angry at someone on the road because they almost killed you, if they swerved and you're thinking, oh my gosh, he could have killed me, then you get out of the car and you get yourself killed. And it's the most absurd thing because it's just for your anger. It's not preserving your life. And that's exactly how we get turned around. We're not even trying to preserve our life. We're just so blinded that we decide, I'm going to die for nothing right now.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, story of my life.
Yeah. It's not the story of your life, but
The amount of times that I've been like, and this is the end of this relationship for the dumbest reason. The dumbest reason.
Yeah, that's why we need that. We need to reflect on our lives. Do I get upset about things that don't really matter? Do I try to force my opinion about things that really don't matter? Okay, then I need to back off. I need to learn to shut up.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't matter.
So in the end, I think that artist is right. Never let me die on a regular hill. I want to die on a great one. Because honestly, if life does offer you the opportunity to truly die for something, even if that means your reputation or your wants, your desires, your comfort, take that opportunity, because I have big news for you. Life is going to take it from you either way, but one day you're going to lose it for nothing.
Yeah.
You might as well give it up for something.
I was thinking about the point that I ended with, that really, most of the people in the world are good-willed.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do the right thing, but they're afraid or they're discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always this loud minority that pushes people around. Mm-hmm. And the masses that are fearful and discouraged, often they just need somebody to take a stand to get them over their own fear.
Yeah. We need to, more often, we need to take a stand, and we need to support others when we see them taking a stand so that they're not always standing alone, because that is a huge problem. We see someone else finally speak up and we're like, good. Instead of saying, offering our support, showing the public that other people agree with them, we're just like, good for them. I hope that turns the tide. It won't.
Yeah.
It won't.
I was struck by, and we need to do a rosary meditation on these martyrs, this in the 300s, I think it was late 200s, this group of Roman soldiers who were predominantly Christians, this legion, and the decree went out by the emperor that every soldier had to offer up sacrifice to the emperor as a way of rooting out the Christians. And when this group was found out and they wouldn't offer sacrifice, they were condemned to be placed on this icy lake naked to freeze to death, while the rest of their the troops stood on the banks with fires and warm baths ready for them to renounce Christ. And they stood there all night. And at one point, one of them failed in courage, broke ranks, and went to the fire. One of the soldiers standing on the bank saw the rest of them. He stripped down and took his place.
Wow.
Yeah, stripped down, said, I'm going to be a Christian like them.
Yeah.
And then they died.
That's, I've never heard that story before. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's not true. I just made it. No, it's true martyrdom story. We need to do a meditation on them.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I hope you choose a good hill to die on.
I don't think we have to choose it.
Especially because there's not many hills in Kansas.
Yeah, we're safe. We're safe.
There's really the one hill in Lawrence, and that's all I've got.
Yeah,
we're
pretty safe in Kansas. But let's be ready if that hill... let's be ready if that hill arises. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.